Blog Talk Radio.
Are y'all ready for the fire talk? Slow down on the biz and uplift the dialogue. Oh, yeah. Listen right along. This is straight off the press. The remix fresh with no prior song. Whoa. Supplying y'all with the certified thoughtful. Yeah. To give a piece to the feet, it's time to call blow. Yeah. The raspberry wind is fragrant, flavorful. Insatiable eardrums taste the radio. Here can't be beat. The clash with me. Better leave all your doors and all half the week. What? Positive or motivational strategy. Successful guest promoter self-mastery. BlogTalkRadio.com/the remix. Fridays at 10 p.m. Eastern. Support the sister with a great reason. I must insist, don't miss it this evening. Peace, man.
Peace, Remix family. This is Esther. What's going on, everybody? Welcome to the Remix. Hey, everybody. It is Friday, April 25th, and you are live here with the Remix. And this is Esther checking in. Miss Blue will be joining us shortly. She is on her way to the show. So just want to let everybody know the chat room is open. The phone lines are open. You all can go ahead and come on over. Call in 646-652-2711. And you definitely want to be on the line tonight, because I know y'all saw the title. So we are going to get it cracking tonight. We're going to be talking about, would you pump it or dump it? Come and tell the world how you really feel. We're also going to do a little bit of an open mic. We're going to do a little bit of a chat and chill style thing too, some Q&A. So we're going to get it cracking tonight. So make sure you get on the line. For all of you who are making your way over to the chat room, it is open now. So you want to go ahead and come on over to www.blogtalkradio.com/the remix. You get over here, go ahead and sign up, sign in so that we can see who you are, or if you are one of the many of you that like to remain anonymous, you can remain anonymous and invisible and stay as a guest, and you can watch the action in the chat room from afar. You can also Skype in. There is a little blue Skype button that is on the webpage when you come on over to the blogtalkradio.com page. So if you like to Skype in, go ahead and do that as well. Well, 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 you all. It is April 25th. I can't believe it. It's practically May. I'm trying to figure out where this year has gone. It is definitely flying by, and there is so much going on. Let's see here. Where do we want to start? Where do we want to start? Well, let's go ahead and send some love out to our international callers. There are a lot of you checking in from all over tonight. So let me go ahead and send some love out to them. We got callers checking in from Cameroon, Bulgaria, South Korea, Qatar, Puerto Rico, Myanmar, Afghanistan, Cape Verde, the United Arab Emirates, Malaysia, Georgia, Saudi Arabia, Switzerland, Denmark, Lithuania, Nepal, Chile, Bangladesh, Mozambique, which is always representing, Brazil, Belgium, Egypt, Thailand, Austria, the Bahamas, India, Spain, Greece, Italy, the Philippines, Trinidad and Tobago, Tunisia, Australia, big ups to Jamaica, Barbados, Germany, Nigeria, the Netherlands, France, Turkey, South Africa, Kenya, Canada, of course the UK, which is always showing much love, and then all of us here in the States. What's up? Sending out much love to everybody checking in, all of our international callers, sending much love out to you all. Also, got to send much love out to all of the priestesses. What's up, priestess? Definitely want to send much love out to all those sisters and much love to self-invested. You know, I don't got the Miss Blue self-invested bill, but we'll bring it in spirit. So want to send much love out to all of the self-invested family. And just to give you all an announcement, as you all know, there will not be a self-investment this weekend on Saturday. Oh, but I'm not sad, and neither should you be, because the Soul Sister Workshop is this weekend. It's tomorrow. Me and Miss Blue are so excited. The Badass Soul Sister Workshop is coming up, so that's going to be going on all day tomorrow, and we are so, so, so excited about it and just ready for that to happen. So there will not be a self-invested because of the Soul Sister Workshop. So sending much love out to all the sisters that will be joining us. We got a, yeah, jam-packed action-filled day planned for y'all. So it's going to be a lot of fun, a whole, whole lot of fun. Oh, yes. Yes, 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 yes. And I also want to send much love out to everyone who has ordered a Kim deck, because as you all know, that Kim deck is always, always being ordered. So for those of you who have ordered the Kim deck from over at www.missblueblast.com/cards, just know that those orders are coming in and that they are soon to be shipped out. If you haven't got it, you know, where have you been? Kim deck is definitely galaxy-wide at this point, universe-wide at this point. So you definitely want to go ahead and get it. It's www.missblueblast.com/cards. You can also check out the audio workbook, which is over there. You can definitely check those two things out. And then, of course, if you want to get in touch with Miss Blue, you can always reach her at questionforblue, Q-U-E-S-T-I-O-N, the number 4, blue@gmail.com. Yeah. Yeah, y'all, the energy is real, real off the chain. It was some solar flares. It was a whole lot of stuff going on, a whole lot of weather things going on. So it's been some real, real interesting energy kind of building up to this weekend, you know, definitely, definitely. Also want to let you all know that you can always go back and download the remix shows if you missed any. As you all know, we've had a few jam-packed weekends. Last weekend we had the brother Umar Johnson come and drop some information on what is going on in his world, and then Miss Blue came on and talked about the whole effect of cause and effect, the whole aspect of cause and effect last week on Sunday. So if you missed any of the shows, know that you can always go back and download those shows. They are available on the Remix Radio page on Blog Talk. You can always subscribe to the Remix Podcast in iTunes, and you can have all of those episodes automatically downloaded to your PC, your MP3, and all of those things. So you never have to miss a moment. You never have to miss a moment when you are going back to kind of stay in touch with what's going on with the Remix family. How y'all doing? I see y'all in the chat room. I sound like I'm in outer space. I might be in outer space right now, Calamar. I'm not going to even lie. It's a whole lot going on. It's a whole lot going on. So, you know, I might be calling in from outer space right now. Seriously. So we're going to get ready to move around. I'm actually going to play two songs tonight. I'm going to play some Baby Blue. We're going to shake some stuff up. We definitely need to shift some of this energy around and just get up and get moving. So we're going to listen. We're going to listen to some Baby Blue, then we're going to get ready to move, and then we're going to come back and get right into the share and get to talking about would you pump it or dump it. So you all going to be on the line for this one, 646-652-2711. Definitely going to be some interactive sharing going on tonight, and you'll definitely want to join in. So let's go ahead and play some Baby Blue, and then we're going to get ready to move.
Hi. La 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 la, the remix. Hey, this is Baby Blue. And remember, if nothing else moves you, life will.
Can't worry about what a nigga think. Focus. Then from the Glock rounds and lockdowns and burials, the seeds that sow get devoured by the same locust. Cause it's a hard road to hoe if your ass don't move and the rain don't fall and the ground is dry, but the roots are strong, so some survive. To your surprise, now I voice their cries. You got more juice than Zeus, slinging like you're trying to frighten flames dwellers of the Serengeti, but get beheaded when you foster dreaded melanin, silicone, and collagen injected. Dissecting my pride, you the one gon' get it started. We be the lion-hearted, without infanticide. It's like that red sprite, you can't imagine. Unless you're looking at the canvas of life, not through the peephole of mortality. Single-minded mentality, getting over on loopholes, getting paid twofold on technicalities. Clicking your heels, scared to voice how you feel, packing steel. Picking cotton from the killing fields with no total. I don't think we in Kansas, no moto. Midwest or dirty south, clean dress or dirty mouth. Whether robbing preachers or killing poor righteous teachers, you a scared demon, shouldn't be allowed to spread semen. And your cowardly lines never define the jackals of Babel. Running with they pack, tail between your legs, throw the mane on your head, say the story. As you downplay your glory, cackling, helping the shackling of your brethren happen. Just by rapping, Libertad, Libertad, Libertad.
Remix family. So that the first song was Bruno Mars, Locked Out of Heaven. Shout out to Bruno. And the second song was Liberation by Outkast. Just needed to smooth the energy out a little bit. And look at that. I believe Miss Blue is in the building. So go ahead and bring Miss Blue on.
Peace and greetings, everyone. Peace and greetings, Esther. How you doing?
Hey, Miss Blue. I'm good. I'm good. How are you?
I am wonderful. I'm good. Peace and greetings, Remix family. It's good to see you guys in the house tonight. And so many of you on the phone lines. And so many of you are hitting me up in chat over here already as we get ready to get into the share tonight. And I'm super excited about that. Definitely, it's always an honor when I get a chance to host with you, Esther, and we host the show together. So you guys know tonight is all about what? It's about the F word. No, not that F word. The other F word. It's about fun.
Mm-hmm.
It's about fun. F-U-N. All about fun tonight. That's right. And it's so good. I do want to say this, Esther. Oh, man. I got to say this. I am super excited about what's getting ready to happen in a couple of hours. We are
yes.
about to change history on the planet, and that is strictly for the Sisters Only workshop. We are so excited. We've been in communication with all the sisters all around the world, and that's what we're doing here. So, you know, we wanted to do the show tonight, but truth be told, we're just kind of fine-tuning everything, getting all the goodies together and getting everything together for tomorrow. We are super excited, and, you know, we've been doing the retreat all week, so we kind of mellow like that. We kind of sexy like that. We kind of cool like that. You know, we just like that, you know. You know, we just like that. So, and all the sisters as well, and we've received all of your feedback. So we are super excited. Again, you know, this is really a family venture that is together because so many sisters, so many aunts, so many daughters, so many grandmothers and great-grandmothers, so many fathers, brothers, husbands, boyfriends, mans, baby daddies, really made this happen. And so even though this is going to be sisters doing something very powerful that us sisters we can do from all across the world is come together, we do celebrate this time, this moment with everyone because we know we are collective together. We're doing this work so we can collectively share that love all over the planet and to all of our families and all of the brothers who support us and all of our children who support us and just our whole family. So I love it. I love it. Mm-hmm.
Yes, I'm super excited. I'm excited, too, and I told them, you know, I'm sad because there's no self-invested, but this is a perfect reason for there not to be a self-invested. So, you know, I'm going to miss that, but at the same time, you know, this is really going to be major tomorrow, so I'm looking forward to it. So excited.
Mm-hmm. And I am too. It is such a beautiful thing. So now we're going to talk about what we're going to be doing here tonight, okay? And this is what I want everybody to do. Get your minds right, okay? Not only do I want you to get your minds right, yes, Patches and Magellan, they need to get their minds right, but we definitely want you to get on the phone line as well. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. If you're calling from an international country, my goodness, you know what to do. You dial the U.S. country code and then dial 646-652-2711. Or you can Skype in, and that's a beautiful way. You can Skype in as well. You can Skype in. You can Skype. Yes, yes, Patches and Magellan. Yes, they keep us together. So you can Skype in as well. So we want to make sure that you can get on the phone lines because you're going to want to be in the phone lines. This one of those shows, you're going to want to be in the chat room as well, too. If you've never
yes.
experienced the remix chat, let
yeah.
me tell you, that deserves a very big meow. You want to be in the remix chat room because so much goes on. The remix family is in there, and they are so engaging. And I don't care what nobody says. You know, forget about Kevin Hart. You know, forget about Jamie Foxx. You know, we got some of the best comedians in the world in the chat room.
We sure do. We sure do. Funny as hell.
Funny as hell. Not only do we have some of the best comedians, we have some of the most kind-hearted, kind-spirited people in the world, and it's a great place to be, to just kind of hang out, let your hair down if you have any. If you don't have any, hey, take your hand and wave it back. Wave it back, you know, and just come on in. They're going to make you feel right at home. www.blogtalkradio.com/ All one word, the remix, is how you're going to get in. Then once you get into the chat room, all you have to do as a guest, click the link at the very bottom, sign up, tell who you are, and just come on in and no questions asked. The other thing I want you guys to do, and this is a call and response, a call and action. If you have a Facebook page, get yourself over to the Remix Facebook page. Get over there. On Facebook, get over to the Remix Facebook page and click like. It is some amazing shit that goes on there. Myself, Esther, Sister Manya, and Chastity. Now, we are the ones posting over there. It can be either one of us. We post for the remix. But there are some interesting-ass articles. And Chastity, boy, I tell you, she's a priestess, and she gets them. She put them up, get the conversation going. It's about everything that's happening, that's going on. You want to have your ass over on the Remix Radio page so that you can be in tune. And all you have to do is click. So Chas is there. I'm there posting stuff. Esther posts stuff sometimes. Sister Mia goes over there when she gets a chance, and she posts something too. But we always keep it with the Remix family, and we keep it beautiful, and we keep it with things that would interest you that you are connected to. So some really cool articles. Maybe I'll talk about some that we've posted, that I've posted over there as well too. But we want you guys to go over there. It's a very engaging place. Also, here's the other thing. We want to also invite you guys when you're on iTunes. So many of you have subscribed to the Remix over on iTunes. Leave a message. Put some stars there. I can't tell you how many people, because we're climbing close to, what is it, Esther, about 3 million listeners all over the
close
world now?
Million.
Is that what we are?
Yeah,
somewhere?
close to 3 million.
3 million listeners, and these are unique listeners. This ain't you coming back every week counting yourself 50 times because you love the shit that goes on in the remix and you got to hear it over and over again. No, these are unique listeners, and they're from all of these countries all over the world, and so each one of them are being counted, and they find the remix in so many ways. Like, I'm always, when I start talking to people and I ask them, how did they find the remix? And a lot of it is because of things like social media, like Facebook. It's like because they were on iTunes and they seen it. So leave a comment where you see the remix at and spread that love. Share that love with people, because those that see your light will follow the light, because we all make up this soul group of the remix, and it's a very beautiful thing. So tonight we are going to be doing something that I don't think we've done this before. So I'm kind of super excited about it. I'm ready to have some fun. We've been really putting in a lot of the work, beautiful work for the sisters this weekend. And we're ready to come here and get charged up and have some fun. Don't forget tonight's show, as well as all of the remix shows, you can download. Don't forget to go back and download last Sunday's show, which I got all of your emails. I'll tell you guys, I am working on those emails to find. So keep sending them. They're there. We're going to get to them as well. So tonight we're going to be talking about Hold on. We're going to be talking about would you pump it or would you dump it? That's what we're going to be talking about tonight. Would you pump it or would you dump it? So me and Esther, we got some questions for you. So like I said, tonight it's some digital magic going on. Get your ass on the phone lines because we want to hear from you. This is the opportunity for you to tell the world what you think. Would you pump it or would you dump it? And 646-652-2711 is the number to call. Press 1 when you get on the phone lines when you're ready to tell us if you want to pump it or if you want to dump it. So here goes our first question of pump it or dump it, all right? So the first question I'm going to ask you, and then we're going to kind of talk about it, some of the things me and Esther are going to let you know if we're going to pump it or if we're going to dump it. We'll let you know, okay? So we're holding down the throne tonight to let you know whether or not, we're going to go ahead and pump that, yes, we're going to pump it up, or we're going to dump that. We're going to go over to dump it, and we're going to dump that. So that's how we're going to be working here tonight. All right, so here's the first question, and I can't wait. I am so super excited about this question. I was thinking about it, not all day, because, of course, we've been busy. We've been all night working, so we've been busy. I have been super excited thinking about the question. If you could be anybody in the world for 24 hours, who would you be and why? If you could be anybody in the world for 24 hours, who would you be and why? And this could be someone who's in their transition or someone who is still on the planet. So 646-652-2711 is the number to call. And, we want to hear from you. That's right. If you could be anybody in the world for 24 hours, who would you be and why? That's what I want to hear. Get on the phone line. You finally get an opportunity. You get to tell the whole world what you think, at least 3 million, and share it with everybody. So, I say go to the phone line.
And oh, my gosh, the chat room. You all need to call in the chat room.
You all need to call in. Call in because we want to hear these answers. You guys have some good shit out there you're talking about, and we definitely want to hear who you want to be and why. Come on, 646-652-2711 is the number to call, and press 1 when you get on the phone line. So we're going to go to the phone lines. I'm calling in from area code 646. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Good evening, Ms. Blue. Good evening, Ms. Esther.
Peace.
Good evening. Who's on the line, please?
This is Amanda calling from PA.
Hey, Amanda.
Okay, greetings, Amanda. All right, Amanda, who would you be and why?
I would be Lauryn Hill.
You would be Lauryn Hill. Okay, so tell us why you would be Lauryn Hill for one day.
I would be her for one day because I feel that she's misunderstood, and through her music, she's trying to basically spread the truth and enlighten everyone with the knowledge that she's obtained and the level that she's at currently. I feel that I can relate to it, and also I feel that she's a great person, so I feel like that's the person I would be.
You would be her for one day, and would you do anything different? What would you do while you're her for one day?
I would definitely have a concert and do like an old school Lauryn Hill from when she came with the Myth Association of Lauryn Hill, because that album was very successful. And then I would transition into newer school or newer school music too.
Okay. Okay. All right. All right. So what do y'all say? She wants to be, Amanda wants to be Lauryn Hill for one day. What do y'all say? Y'all pump that? Y'all with that? Or y'all say dump it? We got some dump it.
We got some dump it.
We got
some pump it.
Oh, we want to hear these answers. You know,
yeah.
We want to hear. Call in and tell us why you would dump that. I'll tell you, you know what I love about you? Because, see, that just takes a lot of strength. I just love that you want to do that. So, you know, I don't know about the rest of y'all. I say go ahead and pump that. What you say, Esther? What you say?
Yeah, I say pump it. I mean, I think that's courageous to be her, what she going through right now. So, you know,
yeah.
I say I pump it. I pump it.
I pump it. I pump it, too. You know how they say you like it, I love it. Pump that.
Right.
I say pump that. Yes, pump that. Beautiful. Thank you for calling in, Amanda. Hold the line. All right, y'all getting it popping already. I can't believe some people said dump that.
I can't. They're going to keep it real.
Dump that. Okay. Oh, my goodness. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 908. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, Miss Blue. It's Keith from Jersey.
Okay.
Hey, Keith from Jersey.
Hey, Esther.
I want to be
Oprah for a
day.
Oh, hey.
See, y'all can never come on the line and ignore the baby. They will always show up.
She is talking to y'all like she knows.
I love you, sweetie. Oh.
Yes.
Okay. So you want to be Oprah. Tell me why you would be Oprah for one day. And take us off speaker.
Okay. Because I'm kind of nosy. I just want to know, like, what goes on in her day. And, you know, if people, you know, are around her that she can really trust and depend on, or if they just around her for her money. And I also want to know if she's, like, if she's really in a relationship or not. You know what I mean? Like, is she still with Desmond? I mean, I just want to know what's going on with her.
Hold on, Keith. Yeah. Key, this is interesting. Do you have us on speaker, Key?
No, I took you off.
Okay, we're still echoing really bad. So you want to be Oprah so you can be nosy. That's what you're telling us. Yeah, that's why you want to be. Okay, so let's talk. Hold on, I'm going to put you on hold for just a second, Keith, so we don't get the echo there. Hold on. Okay, Remix family, should we pump it or should we dump it? What y'all say about Keith's answer? He want to be Oprah for one day so she can find out about her real relationship with Seth.
They dump it. Yeah, we got one pump it, Key.
Everybody else say dump it for real. Yeah, we got one pump it. Kylie Mar said pump it. Everybody else is saying dump it.
Oh, well. She's interested in me. Hold on, Key.
I don't think anybody is dumping literally Oprah. I think they dumping your idea for being her for 24 hours. That's what they dump. They dump that.
Yeah, they dump in the nosiness. That's what they dump. I agree.
Okay, Key. Well, thank you so much. Hold the line.
All right.
Wow. Okay. We're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 440. You're live.
Hello?
Yes, hello. We're getting...
Hey, Miss Blue. Hey,
hey,
so this is Explicit.
This is who?
Woo. Explicit.
Hey, Explicit, we can't hear
Explicit,
you.
Explicit, you need to. You got a lot going on over there.
I'm at a hookah bar right now. I'm kind of high right now. I'm on cloud now right now.
Who would you see?
Wait, you said you at the bar?
No,
at the
I'm
hookah.
At a hookah bar, but I'm good. I'm good.
Okay.
You at a hookah bar. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. So tell us, who's in the car?
I would be Nicki Minaj.
Okay, hold on. She said Nicki Minaj.
I think she said Nicki Minaj, yeah.
You said you would be Nicki Minaj?
Yes.
Why?
Okay. Why would you be Nicki Minaj?
Because, one, she has her head on her shoulders. She's about her business. She's that serious like me.
Okay, because she got a good head on her shoulders.
Okay.
She really understand her. She pushes some boundaries in a way
and you're,
that I'm not...
You're breaking up. You're breaking up, and we can't hear you, but so love you for being out with all of those folks and still tuning into the remix. And
yes.
So that's big ups to you for that. So what do you say, family? Should we pump that or dump that? She wants to be Nicki Minaj, and she said because she has a good head on her shoulder. And what else? Did you hear anything else, Esther?
She said something about... boundaries or something. I couldn't hear that.
Yeah. Okay, so what do you guys say? Is it bump that? That we're going to go ahead and bump her being Nicki Minaj for one day? Or are we going to dump that? So we got a couple of pumping.
I see a couple of dumps too.
And I see a whole bunch of dumping.
Yes.
Okay. All right, so we're going to go to the next person. And, boy, y'all love the remix. Y'all ain't going to stop doing the remix no matter where in the world or what y'all got going on. All right, we're going to go to the next caller calling in from area code 216. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, it's Brian calling from Marion, PA.
Greetings,
hey, Brian.
What's up, Esther? What's up, Miss Blue?
What's going on?
Can you be a porn star for a day?
You can be
sure,
whoever
you that's
want.
What you
want
to be.
If that's what you want to be.
Which porn star you want to be? I hope you don't want to be one of those ones that's got the STDs and stuff, but go ahead. Let me stop. Go ahead. I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
I know what you're talking about.
Now, who you want to be again?
Lexington Steel.
Lexington Steel?
So hold this. So why do you want to be Lexington Steel? Help me out. I don't know who he is.
Sure you do, Miss Blue.
No, I really don't. I don't know. Who is he?
Oh, he's a male porn star. He got a website. I mean, I'm not a fan of his.
Hold on. It's okay. Don't digress now. You said you want to be Lexington Steel. Tell us why. I want to know why. Why?
Fucking.
Okay. What if you
That's
can't fuck?
That's it.
I mean, you
right.
can't fuck. I mean, I'm just saying.
No, I'm serious.
Help me understand. I mean, but help me understand because you're a brother, you're a man, so I don't really know him. So tell me why this is, like, the hot thing going that you would do this for one day.
I ain't gonna lie, I thought about doing it. I mean, you know, because I watch it every now and then.
No. Stay with me. You want to be Lexington Steel for one day. Tell me why.
Oh, yeah, that's a good question. That's a very good question.
And you already answered it before you say something else. But tell us why.
What's that?
You already answered it, but tell us why. You said so you could fuck. But tell us why. Like,
yeah.
Give us the details of what his what he does is different that you
right.
doing it one day would be.
Why would you want to be a porn star? Is it because you want to have sex with the porn star women? Is it because the amount of sex? Is it like what is it?
Yeah, I mean, it's kind of like the you know how you got those thrills like jumping off planes and bungee jumping off the bridge and shit like that. Yeah, I mean, since it's only going to be for 20.
Here's what I want you to do. I want you to relate your fantasy to Lexington Steele and you being him for one day. What would you do?
Oh, I do about I do about 15 shoots in one day, or as many as I can.
Okay, and tell me what the shoot would consist of, because see, I really don't know. So help Ms. Blue.
Oh man, I probably line up at least 15 of my favorite female stars.
Uh huh. And do what with?
Hey, get busy.
Get busy. All right, y'all. You heard the brother. So let's ask the family here, the Remix family. What y'all say? Do y'all talk that? Or do y'all say
y'all stuff it?
It's a lot of dumps going on.
It's a lot of dumping.
You mean to tell me y'all can't pump that? All of y'all dumping it?
Oh, my goodness.
You know, come on. Everybody talking about Oh,
oh,
we got two pumps. I think our sister pumps.
Sympathy pumps.
You got two pumps.
Yeah, I mean, you know, pumping and dumping when it comes to porn, that's a good thing either way.
Well, maybe in that world, but here tonight, dump it because it's not a good thing.
Wow.
So thank you, though, but
Thank you, Ryan.
Sharing that side with us.
Yeah.
You know, may have to go check that brother out and find out some information on him. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
Much thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Aaron. Okay. Hold the line. Y'all are so cool. Y'all said dump that shit. Dump it. Oh, my goodness.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. I know none of y'all didn't say y'all didn't know who Lexington Steele was, though.
I'm not going to talk bad about Lexington Steele because he might be listening, but yeah. I don't know about that. Oh, no, about that.
All right. We're gonna go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 504. You're live in the Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Yeah, hello?
Yes, hello.
Yeah. Yeah, how y'all doing tonight? This is Javon from New Orleans.
Hey,
Javon.
Hey, Javon.
All right. How y'all feeling tonight?
We are feeling amazing. You know what? I could hear that jazz coming in. Jazz fest is going on in New Orleans.
Jazz fest going on.
Yeah, it's going down now here.
Yes. So tell us, Javon. We want to know, who would you be and why for 24 hours?
I would have to say I would want to be Kendrick Lamar. It would have to be on a day where he's rocking the biggest crowd. So I would like to just hop in his body and just feel that energy from the and you know he put a lot of energy into his music. I would like to do that and take that back with me.
That's beautiful. So you want to be Kendrick Lamar to just kind of feel sort of that energy, sort of that super high. Just what's going on. Okay. Well, look, the sisters ain't even hesitating. The brothers.
Yeah, they pumping it. They pumping it.
He ain't even finished his explanation. Y'all
talking about
pumping
it. Pump it. Yes.
Well, yes.
I appreciate the love.
Yes, that's a pump that right there. Love some Kendrick Lamar. So beautiful. Thank you so much. Hold the line.
All right.
Got to pump that. Yes. All right, we are definitely getting it in tonight. Would you pump it or dump it? You know, come tell the world how you really feel here tonight on The Remix. And so the question that we have posed to everyone, and we're going to go through some more because we got some good juicy, juicy questions coming up. But we're going to take a couple more questions. And so we want to know, if you could be anyone for 24 hours, who would you be and why? We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 857, you're live in The Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Peace, peace, family. This is Keita. How are you?
Hey,
wonderful.
Keita.
Greetings. Greetings, Keita.
Greetings. I don't know. If I could be anyone 24 hours, I would have to say Oprah.
Okay. And why?
Because the woman is just powerful, and she has a lot of money. So I could pretty much just do anything that I wanted for one day, but really just kind of step in her shoes and see what her life's like.
Okay, all right. Mm. Let's go ahead and throw it on out to the family. Okay, family, what y'all say about Keita's wanting to be Oprah and for 24 hours to feel what her life is like? She got a lot of money, she says. Do you pump it or do you dump that? Ah, you got some pumps on yours. You got some pumps.
Mm-hmm.
They can pump that. They can feel that. They can understand that. That's a good thing. They say pump that. The last sister with Oprah, she got to dump that. Her reason for wanting to be.
Yeah, they pumping it.
Yeah, they pumping that. Yeah, double pump. That's really, really good. Yes, beautiful. All right, we'll hold the line, and thank you so much for sharing that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
All right, good stuff, you guys. We're going to go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 240. You are live in The Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hello?
Hello, greetings.
Hello.
Who's on the line?
Oh, hi. This is Dean.
This is who?
Dean.
Dean?
Yeah, Dean.
Dean, oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, Dean. Okay, Dean, so who would you be 24 hours and why?
I would be Bill Gates.
Bill Gates.
All right. And yep. And why would you be Bill Gates for 24 hours?
Because I would do something for the black community. I would fill up a bunch of debit cards and I'll put it into the community for people to have.
Okay. So if you were Bill Gates, and tell us why, so we can kind of get a little insight as to, of all the people you want to be, you pick Bill Gates to do this because why? Tell us why. I'm sure there's a thought process there. Yes.
Because we can get money to start our own businesses and live well.
Okay. All right. You guys heard the brother. He said he would be Bill Gates for one day. He would take a whole bunch of ATM cards, fill it up with a whole bunch of money, and what would you do with it after that?
Give it to the people that need it.
And give it to the people who need it. All right. So here we go. Would you pump that or would you dump that, what the brother is saying? You got some pumps here. You do got a dump, though. You got mostly pumps. It's some more pump, 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 pump. Let's see. Pump. Oh, it's another pump, pump, pump. It looks like they would pump that. They would pump that. They would pump that. So thank you for sharing.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Beautiful. Everybody, just share their thoughts here tonight and let the world know exactly what you think. One more, and then we're going to get to the next juicy juice question. So we're going to get this caller calling in from area code 301. You're live in The Remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from. 301? Please, you're one. We can. Yes, we can.
We can't hear you.
It's Robert.
Greetings, Robert. Where are you calling from?
From Maryland.
Okay, Robert. Greetings, Robert, from Maryland. Robert, tell us who you would be for 24 hours and tell us why. Robert?
Who I would be?
Yes.
Robert, you okay?
Yeah.
Okay. You want to tell us who you would be, Robert, and why? Okay. You still there, Robert?
Yeah.
Okay. I'm going to place you back on hold. We just thank you for calling in. And we're going to take that, as Robert said, he's going to be Robert.
Right.
So
yeah.
He's going to be Robert, y'all. He's going to be Robert. We'll come back to you. Thank you for calling in, brother. There. This is what I want you guys to do. If we did not get to you, I don't want you to do anything. I want you to hold on. But if we did get to you, what I want you to do is press *6 and 1, okay? So, well, press 1 to take your hand down. So we want you to take your hand down so we can go back to the next question. Robert, we send you there, and we send you nothing but love and light, and just kind of rest yourself up and stay in touch. So do not – listen, y'all doing the most over here. If we didn't call you – because I'm watching the switchboard jump all over the place. If you've already answered a question, then you need to press 1 again so you can take your hand down so we can know that you are really trying to respond to the next set of questions. So press 1 if you've already, we went to you, you answered the questions, and you were good. Robert, go ahead and press 1. That would be you. Press 1, okay? Yeah, there you go. Perfect. Now we talking. That's what I'm talking about. All right.
Good.
So, here's the next question. I guess we can make a juicy juice. We going to get into the juicy juice this time?
Yeah, we might as well. Let's go.
Okay, we're going to get into the juicy juice. And I think it's important that we probably start with, should we start with the sisters or the brothers? What do you think, Pastor?
Let's start with the sisters.
Okay, we're going to start with the sisters. All right, sisters, this is the question for you. Tell us, what is something that is hell, but you can't see it? We want
Miss
you to
repeat
share
it again, because you was breaking up a little bit as you said it. Repeat it one more time.
I said, for the sisters, call in and let us know what is something that brothers do that brothers think is the hottest shit going, but sisters, you can't stand it. It irritates the hell out of you. So we want to know what that is. What is it? *6 and press 1. So we're going to go to
just press 1. Just press 1. Just press 1.
Yeah,
just press 1.
Press 1. I'm in the wrong place. I'm sorry. Press 1. Oh, dang it. Dang it. I'm sorry, y'all. I got the child all over the place. Okay, we get some good answers. We want to hear it. We're going to go to the phone lines, and then what we want you brothers to do is to pump that answer or dump that answer, okay? And then we're going to have a little trick for the sisters. So hold on, brothers. We're going to go to the caller calling in from Eric 857. You're live in the remix. Please tell who you are and where you're calling from.
Oh, this is Kita again. I didn't know that we were supposed to come off. I thought we could answer the next set of questions. I'll come off, though, so you can get somebody else.
No,
you
can answer.
You can answer.
You can answer.
Okay. So I think for me there's two things. The first one is when brothers start losing their hair and then they just go get like a low fade instead of just taking it all off. So it's kind of like their shiny pieces and then their still hair kind of all in there. And then... also lying about changing their socks, and they know they don't do it on a regular basis, and they be lying.
Wait, say that again. Say that one more time.
Which one?
The last one about the socks.
When a brother sees smell, he knows they smell, and he's lying about changing his socks on a regular basis, and he's not. And he knows he's not. That's all I have to say.
I don't know, sisters. What y'all say? What y'all say, brothers? Of course.
Pump it or dump it.
You know they're going to dump it, but it's the truth.
I don't know, because one brother, Joe, said, damn, she outing us about our socks. So it looks like some truth, and another brother is saying pump that. So,
yeah.
Hey, we got two brothers saying pump that. Brothers are saying pump that. They agree. They definitely Oh, I love it. I love it. Thank you so much for that. That was great. That socks.
All right.
That's great. I love it. That's classic. Hold the line. All right. We're going to go to the next caller, Esperanza. Greetings, Esperanza, calling in from Skype.
Oh, gosh. Okay.
Okay. Let's see.
Greetings. Can you hear me?
Hey, Esperanza.
Yes.
Greetings, Miss Blue. Greetings, Esther.
Greetings.
Mm-hmm. Greetings.
Okay, Esperanza.
All right. One thing that men do that I don't like that they think is cute.
Yes.
Damn, I didn't expect to be put on this question. Okay. I guess just lying about little things.
Give us an example.
Well, you know,
we don't know what that is. Tell us.
You know how men lie about. Let's see. What example can I give? I don't know. I can't give an example right now. It's just.
You need some more time,
Esperanza. You need some more time, because if you came up with that answer, you got to have examples.
Oh, my God. I don't know. I'm sorry. I don't know.
You need some more time.
I'll just call back for a different question. I'll call back for another question.
Okay.
No. Yeah. No, because then the brothers is going to use that and say, that's what you do. You use this, now you can't say nothing. You can't do that. You can't make us sisters look bad. Like, you can't come on here and say brothers lie about
She wasn't
women.
Ready. I don't think she was ready. She wasn't ready.
Oh, come on, it's not that I'm lying. It's not that I'm lying right now. I just can't come up with, like, an example. But I'm not telling a lie. Come on, Ms. Blue.
No. I'm telling you what they telling me in chat.
Oh, okay.
That's what they box to me.
They need to get on the phone line and stop chatting.
There they go. That's what's up. Tell them again.
Okay, Esperanza. Esperanza, we're going to come back to you, okay?
We're going to come back. Yes.
Okay,
yes.
Peace.
Okay.
I got one that drives me insane that men do that think that it's cute. And it is texting pictures of their penis. I don't know who told the brothers that that's what's up, but I don't know any woman that likes to look at dick pics. So it just drives me insane, especially if somebody I don't even talk to like that, and I just wake up one morning at 5 a.m. and I got a dick pic in my phone. Let me just make a plea to the brothers. That shit ain't hot. There's nothing attractive about looking at a dick pic in your phone, okay? That's just something that drives, and I know the guys think that's cute. Like, I know they think, like, oh, my God, this is, you know, she wants to see this. She loves this. It's beautiful. No, I don't. Just don't do it.
Oh, my goodness.
I just had to share that.
Listen.
Just had to share that.
I don't want to think about it.
And they pump it. They pump it. They pump it.
I don't want to do no psychic work tonight. I don't want to do any psychic work to call any of y'all asses out. I don't want to do it. I don't.
Yeah, I don't see. I'm not talking about. See, brothers, y'all can talk about women who send vagina pictures because I don't know how y'all feel about that. I know for me and most of the sisters I talk to, we don't get turned on by seeing hairy balls and penises. That's just not. It's not what's up. You know, not what's up. So there you go.
Some of them are real frightening.
Right. Yeah.
Okay. That's the phone line. You know what? We're going to go to the phone lines. Yes, we are here, you guys. And we really want to know, would you pump it or would you dump it? We're going to go to the phone lines and calling in from area code 561. You're live in the remix. Please tell us who you are and where you're calling from.
Hey, it's me, Gabriel. I'm calling from West Palm Beach, Florida.
Who is it?
Gabriel. I think we're talking to the sisters. This is Gabriel.
See, Gabriel.
Yeah, we're talking. It's who?
Gabriel.
Okay.
Yeah, are you there?
This
is what
I want you. Yes. Yeah, are you there? We want you to hold the line because we're talking to the sister right now. And unless you can relate to that, we need you to hold the line.
All right.
Thank you.
He got real English when I said hold the line. He said, all right. That's how you know it's a bro. He said, all right. I'm cool with that. All right. I'm holding. I love it. I love you guys. All right. So, sisters, where you at? Do not be afraid. Please do not be afraid. 646-652-2711 is the number to call. We want to know what are those things that brothers do that they think is super cool, like they think it's some hot bitch, and that you as sisters, us as sisters, most of us think is just so not cool at all. You know, I'm almost a little we could go back and get some of the mother callers up there. Esther, can you hit one of them up there?
Yeah, I'll try one of these. Let's go to area code 805. You're live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? Okay, I don't know what's going on with 805. All right, let's try 857. 857, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Ladies, you already got me.
They already got you? Okay,
oh,
go ahead
okay.
and press one again to take yourself out the queue.
Yeah, thank you. Okay,
I think that
we've
gone to the rest of these. Let's see here.
We have.
So the sisters ain't really representing for what they don't like about the brothers.
That's right. Don't get mad when the brothers start saying stuff because we're not going backwards on questions.
Yes.
We
yes. Not. Yes. So now it's the brother's time.
It's the brother's time.
Mm-hmm.
So, brother, here we go. What is something that sisters do that they think is super cool, like they think is real hot shit, but it's some of the most ooh, the brothers ain't wasting.
Look at the brothers. They pressed the one already. Press one, Jeff. Press one. Just one, not one and six. Just one. Brothers, wait. They ready.
They ready. That sisters do that just irritate the hell out of you and you can't figure out for the life of you why us sisters think that's some cool shit. Yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. The sisters tell something that we do that we think is the coolest shit ever and y'all be like, nah. Mm-hmm.
Look at the phone.
Look at them. They
the brothers is in the house, okay? And they press
yes.
Phone, okay, without a problem. We're going to go from the bottom to the top.
To the
all
top.
Right. All right. The bottom to the top. All right, Esther.
All right, let's see here. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 972. 972, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Dallas.
Dallas, and who's
okay.
on the line?
My name is Dominici.
Dominici?
Dominici.
Donna Richie?
Dominici.
D-O-N-A-M-E-C-H-E. Dominici.
Dominici.
Well, you still don't
okay,
say it right
now. I'm sorry.
Okay.
Okay. What you call it this
wait a minute. See, because Eric, Esther is the linguistics. So you're kind of saying like dominatrix, but dominatrix.
No, it would be like Donna and then Michi. Donna Michi.
Oh.
Donna and who?
Okay.
Riches? Donna Riches?
No. Okay. Yeah. Well, like, just
that's,
like so many
okay.
people. Just like so many people, y'all
okay,
butchering my
I see
name.
It. I see it. Donna Michi.
Yes.
Donna Michi. Okay, go ahead.
Yes.
So tell
exactly.
us, we want to hear, and probably messing up your name is at the top of the list, but I apologize. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, y'all basically butchered me. I feel bad for all you calling me because I've been butchered.
No, because we can't hear you. So I need you to
yeah,
put
I can't
some
really hear you. You know what I mean?
Because
right.
Because
or you
sound,
could spell
sound,
it, too, but
it, no,
you could
because,
go ahead and
no,
share.
Well, she got it right, but it sounds like you're kind of breaking up on my end.
Okay.
But
okay.
my
well,
thing
go ahead.
Is,
go ahead. Mm-hmm.
The thing that bothers me is the thing with sex. With women, they're like, okay, well, you the best, blah, blah, blah. Not saying it just happens to me. Well, not saying that it does happen to
right,
me.
Right, right.
But we can't tell. Well, some people, I ain't saying me, but some people can't tell if y'all faking or not.
Okay. So the thing that women think is cute is go around, this is what you're saying, telling their men, like, oh, baby, you the best. And, oh,
exactly.
you're so good. But they telling everybody that shit.
Exactly.
Is that what
yeah.
That's what I'm
okay.
saying. And
y'all
see y'all laughing
brother.
Because y'all already know. Y'all already know it's true.
No.
No. I don't
well,
know. I don't
well,
do
somebody
that.
Somebody over there laughing
is,
like laughing hard like a motherfucker.
I'm laughing at the chat room. I'm not laughing at
I
what you said. I'm laughing at what
chat.
They're saying in the chat room. Yeah, because they're going off. Are you in the chat room? Because they're going off in the chat room about this.
Yeah, I'm in there. I'm looking at it.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, I'm going to tell you, I'm laughing at what you said. I think that's funny. I mean, I don't do it, but, you know, that's crazy. But, hey, you know.
Well, hey, I just threw that out there. Not saying that ever happened to me, but I just threw it out there.
No. It had to happen to you because I know
no,
you're
didn't.
Not speaking
no,
for
no,
somebody
no,
else.
No, it didn't.
Somebody
no,
else
it didn't have to happen to me.
Experience.
I just threw that out there because there's some brothers out there that happens to them.
Okay. And you caught the share. Yeah, you caught the share for all the brothers.
Here's the beautiful question, though, and I think this is good. So what do you do different that it doesn't happen to you but it's happening to all these other brothers? You could help a brother. Help these brothers out. Help these brothers.
Well, one, I can tell you, you got to have something down there. You got to be working with something, for one. So,
wait a minute. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
So,
that brother said you got to be working with something.
Yeah, that's the whole main thing right there. Because if you ain't working with something, I mean, like I said, it's never happened to me. But I mean, I know brothers that it happened to. So I just threw it out there.
Well, let me
right.
let me ask you something. You know you got something right, but still, how do you know that the woman isn't faking it? Because if the
right.
woman's
well,
a good faker, even if you got, if you pack
no,
it,
Esther, wait a minute. This is not
okay,
fair. Because we did not do this to the sisters. So my brother, thank you for your answer. We're going to keep it in harmony here. And y'all heard what this brother said. He said... Yeah, no, I don't want to because it's not fair. It's just not fair. We do this to the sisters, so we don't do
true.
It to you.
That's true.
I don't want you to feel like we're attacking you. I love your question. You brothers, you heard what
you
said.
You ain't attacking me because, I mean, I ain't one of them kind of brothers. I'm just throwing it out there.
No, but for the whole brothers. You see, you said that you don't like it when sisters be faking, telling a man they the best in bed, that old baby is so good, it's yours, daddy, and you can have it all, and you got it, baby, and they lying. They telling everybody that. So.
Right. We need to do our pump it or dump it vote. Mm-hmm.
Yes. We need to do it. Mm-hmm. So what is the vote, sisters? Pump it or dump it?
Oh, now she's going to the sisters pump it or dump it. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
The sisters are doing it for the brothers, and the brothers did it for the sisters. Yeah.
Okay, well,
somebody asked me a question, but I didn't even get a chance to clear it up. So, I mean, go ahead.
But you cleared the question up, really, when you said, and you brothers, y'all better listen to this brother, because he answered the mystery question for you. He said, you've got to be working with something. Y'all
yeah,
better work with
yeah,
something.
Okay, I guess I did clear it up.
You did. It's clear. They got it. Don't y'all got it? Y'all don't got it? Well, I don't know how you're going to get it if you ain't got it.
You said we can't ask nothing else, so we got it, Ms. Brooke.
Yeah. We got it. They got it. So thank you for that. And
thank you.
Peace and love to you.
Okay.
Thanks for calling in. Okay, yeah, we're not going to beat up on the brother because we just two sisters up here. That's not fair, Esther.
I wasn't beating up on him. I just wanted to know how he know. I thought that would be illuminating for him to share.
I know. We couldn't ask that. He already told you it wasn't happening to him now. He just told you that. This is some stories folks untold him.
That's right. All right, let me go to the next caller, child. Woo. The brothers. Okay, let's go to the caller in from 504. You are live on the remix. Who is on the line, and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello, yes. 504.
What's up? This is Javan from New Orleans again.
Hey, Javan.
Hey, Javan.
Yeah. Oh. Oh. I guess this really what gets me when a woman is in denial about, you know, they size and they curves and they still, you know, like the.
Well, you're gonna have to qualify this.
Oh no, he's like, she all starting that again. Y'all ain't do that to the women now. Yeah, did all that.
No. Go ahead, Javon. Go ahead, because Miss Blue, we can't say nothing. We gotta let Javon talk.
Right,
go ahead,
right.
Javon.
But I'm just saying, when you know you got that booty, dude, you know you can't be. we got one of the things that insinuates the curve.
What's the booty
you know?
Do? What's the booty
when
do?
You, booty when your stomach stick out farther than your booty do.
Oh my goodness.
Okay.
We can find something that's going to insinuate you right. Just you know, I'm saying be in denial about that. That and they always be the ones that's you know, oh I know I look good, you know. Oh no. Y'all know y'all do it.
Oh.
Okay,
yeah.
Y'all.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, we need a vote. Pump it or dump it, child. Pump it or dump
it.
The booty do. The booty do effects, all right?
You got to pump. You got one that they pump it, but you got the sisters that pump it. And, dump the booty do. But you got a lot of pump it.
All right.
Oh, that was
God.
Cute. Thank you.
Ooh, thank you, Savannah.
All right, good night.
Wow. Wow, brothers. Y'all representing. Y'all representing. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 216. 216, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
It's Brian from Marion, PA again.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, Brian.
What's up, Esther, Miss Blue? Now, I know y'all gonna feel me on this one. Like, when women on the phone acting like they talk to somebody when they know they're not.
Okay, you know what I mean? Keep going. Explain that.
Yeah, say that.
You know,
tell us what you mean.
Okay, especially if she's a, you know, exceptionally cute or nice looking, and if she's by herself, it seems like a lot of women put the phone in their ear because they don't want no guys to talk to her. That happens all the time.
You know what? You know what? I'm gonna pump that for you because I do that shit all the time when I'm in the grocery store. I do that.
My question ain't to Brian. My question is to you, Miss Blue. Now, we're not doing that though to be cute.
No,
we ain't doing that to be cute.
You're doing it because you don't want no guys talking to you.
Well,
right.
It's not just no guys. That's not what it is.
It's that guy.
It may be certain guys.
Certain guys.
Oh, okay. I
right.
Okay, I got you.
So I don't know if we're doing that to be cute.
I will say sometimes. Now, truth be told, Brian, a lot of times I am on the phone, and I'm not faking. But there are times that I could see, you know, look at the corner of my eye, and Uncle Ruckus is headed towards me. I'm gonna get on the phone. I'm just playing, but I have done it before. I've done it before too,
but I definitely wasn't doing it to be cute. I was doing it because I didn't want to talk to their ass, you know. So like, what can I do to get away? And you know, so yeah, I'll pump that.
I will say this: I have done it sometimes for safety reasons. If I'm out by myself and it's late, and I see just somebody approaching me, no, I'm going to be like I'm on the phone for safety reasons. So I'll say that. Yeah. Yes.
Oh, okay.
But I like that, so I'm going to pump it because I think it's a good one.
I think that's a good one. That's a good one. Does that happen to you often, Brian?
Well, I mean, every now and then, like, it might be a cute lady
okay,
I might want
okay,
to talk
I'm
to.
I'm sorry. I wasn't supposed to ask that.
I'm sorry.
I'm out of line, Brian. Don't pay me no.
But, you know, I want to say real quick, though, for y'all.
Yes, go ahead.
Well, yeah, I mean, this is some women do it just for general purpose, I guess. I guess they don't want to be bothered, but they all looking good.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? And you expect no guy to try to talk to you?
I want you to hold on because I so want to ask some more questions, but we can't do it. We can't do it, but hold on because that's a big conversation right there. We got to talk about that. We gotta do a pump and a dump it both though
for Brian. Pump and a dump it, chat room. Let's do a pump and dump it. Y'all pump and a dump it. The sisters fronting on the phone. Fronting on the phone. Ain't nobody on the phone. You just fronting. all pumping it. They pumping it. Couple dumps. Mm-hmm. Couple dumps here and there. Mostly pumping.
Yeah. All right, Jeff, you got a lot to say in the chat room. Get on the phone line.
Yeah, Jeff, you
all
need
right,
to get on the line.
I ain't going to tell y'all what Chastity's in the chat room.
All right. Thank you, Brian. Hold the line.
Thank you, Brian.
Okay.
Hold the line.
Wow. All right. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 203-203. You are live on the remix. Who is on the line and where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Connecticut, and Norma, I just happened to start listening to the program, so I don't even know what your topic is.
Okay, we'll come back to you. We'll come back to you. Hold the line, okay?
Okay.
Yes, and press 1. Press 1 for us so you can take your hand down.
Thank you. All right. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 985. 985, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, Miss Esther. Hey, Miss Blue.
Hey.
This is Toby. I'm calling from Hammond, Louisiana.
This is Toby, you said?
Yeah.
Hey, Toby.
Hey, Toby.
Hey.
How are you?
I'm good.
We want to hear.
Okay, what I don't think is cool is when a woman goes and gets a hairstyle and she doesn't communicate with her man about if he likes it or not, and also the fake contact. Say she's, I had a girlfriend, she was dark-skinned, and she went and got this stop sign, red hair and gray eyes, and I just really didn't dig that. I don't think that was a good look.
Toby. Okay, Toby, can we go back to the first one? Can you give us a little more context for that? So is it if she gets her hair done and she doesn't ask you how she should get it done?
Right.
Okay.
And I had a problem with the color, too. I mean, you know, like these bright colors, you know, they don't look good on some people.
Wait a minute.
You know?
Toby, I want you to explain this because, you know, sometimes when they're in the family in the chat room, sometimes things don't, I don't know what happens with the translation, and I want to make sure that you communicate this correctly. And so,
okay.
So what you're saying, and I'll just say it again in case there is some misunderstanding, you said one of the things that women do that, you know, for lack of a better word, we think it's cute. We think it's cute that we decide one day, you know what, I got hair all the way down my back, but I'm going to decide today to get a boy cut. And, oh, after I cut my hair, I'm going to dye it red. And and then I'm going to say, hey, babe, why don't you meet me and let's go out for dinner. And ta-da, I show up.
And I act like I don't know you.
And you, you know what? Tell me, bitch. And I act like I don't know you.
Oh.
Right.
So, translation, sisters, what he says is he don't like it when his woman don't communicate with him. See, they on some old girl power. She her own guy. She can do what she wants. She can change her hair. You can't tell her what to do.
Yeah, all your girls like it, but the guys are looking at you like, man, why does she do that?
Yeah, oh, pump it or dump it, y'all. Pump it or dump it. I see some pumps. The brothers is pumping it.
Yeah, the brothers is pumping
and
it.
And the sisters is dumping it.
They're going to get dumped, too.
Toby.
Okay, y'all heard it. It's the first. Toby said y'all gonna jump too now.
Oh, thank you, Toby. Thank you. Hold the line
y'all
for
welcome.
Us.
That was a really good one. That was a really good one.
Wow, brothers, y'all off the chain tonight. Y'all are off the chain.
Toby,
let's
y'all
go to the
jump.
Next one. Ooh, calling in from area code 443, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hey, this is Jeff Moore calling from Rosedale, Maryland.
Hey, Jeff.
Hey, Jeff.
Yes, hey. All right. This is what I have a problem with. I have a problem with women shaving off their eyebrows and painting. and painting them back on from both corners of their eyes. And yet, I just don't get it. I don't understand it. And it does not look natural, you know. And two, when a man wants to kiss you and feel your eyebrow with his tongue, he can't.
Wait a minute, feel the eyebrow with his tongue. Is that what you said?
You take that option away from us, you know. So
Jeff is a freak, y'all. Jeff.
Now you better tell me. I know you women out here, especially in the chat room, and on this, I know you. I know you enjoy men when they lick and caress your eyebrows.
I have had a lot of things done to me. I will be honest and say that I have not experienced.
You got to leave my eyebrow hair alone. My eyebrow hair is a little sacred. You can't be looking. You can't lick the eyebrow hair.
But
you know what,
Jeff?
But that is some magical shit right there. I got to tell you.
That's magical. It is magical. Very magical.
So that should be a pump. That should be a problem.
So, right, pump it or dump it, sisters. I'm pumping that one.
I'm pumping
that one.
I'm going to go ahead and pump for you.
Yeah, I'm going to pump that one.
That's a great one, Jeff.
Ooh, all right, Jeff. Thank you for sharing. Hold the line.
Now, you know everybody going to be out looking eyebrows this weekend, right? All the brothers going to be looking
guard your
eyebrows.
Guard your damn eyebrows. Yes, they are, KD. They really are. I don't know about all that saliva and whatnot going up there. But, let me go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 561. You are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
And you're cracking up. Oh, my goodness. Go ahead.
561. We can't hear you, 561.
Okay,
we'll come back. Yeah, we'll come back.
They're probably licking eyebrows.
Right, or fixing them or something. So let's go to the next caller calling in from 805. 805, you are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
We'll come back.
Ooh, 805, got a lot going on. All right, let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 205. 205, you are live on The Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
What's up, Esther? It's Blue, this is Ramsey.
Hey, Ramsey.
What's going on?
Eyebrows to open a new damn dimension in The Remix, okay?
Right.
For real.
Oh, gosh. Oh, my goodness.
So what you going to share, Ramsey?
All right, so you know what's not cool is how, you know, these females go out and get their 18, 20s, and 22s in their hair.
I'm like, what's an 18, 20? And I thought he was talking about rims.
Wait a minute.
Okay, wait a minute.
Hold on. No, see.
I think he's talking about the weave.
But these Brazilians and these...
He's talking about the weave, Miss Blue, the 18 inches.
That's what he's talking about. I was thinking maybe he's talking about your car? What do you mean, 18?
I thought he was talking about clothes sizes. I thought he was talking about size 18.
I thought he was talking about rims.
I'm sorry. Go ahead, Ramsey. I'm sorry.
Nah, but you know, they get their 18s, 20s, and 22s, you know, but then they still have a spud web on the side. You know what I'm talking about?
What's that?
You know how spud web, you know, he had the patches on the side of his head. You know what I'm saying?
You know Wait a minute. Okay. I'm listening.
That's just, you know, and then, you know, they walk in the wind blowing, and then you just see they spud web right there, like they hair all the way down their back.
I'm a
pump that for you, Ramsey.
I don't even know what it is, but I'm pumping that shit right there. I'm pumping that.
Man, y'all don't see it. Y'all don't see it. Y'all don't know. Y'all don't think about spur web.
Where else could you get information like this? Though, seriously, sisters and brothers, who else would tell you some shit like this?
Yeah, I never seen the spud web. That is really interesting, though. But I, you know what? I think I know what you mean. I think I know what you mean.
I understand what you mean now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. So.
Pump it, a dump it, Remix family. Pump it, a dump it.
Yep, pump it or dump it.
Let's see, we got a lot of pumps. A lot of pumps.
Let's see, they know what I'm talking about.
That is too
funny. You know how to spur web with a 22, you know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Okay, all right, beautiful. Thank you so much. Hold the line, hold the line. Oh, man, y'all are coming up with some really good ones. We have some more beautiful questions coming on Would You Pump It or Would You Dump It with me and Esther hosting tonight. What I want for everybody on the line is to go ahead and press 1 for us so you can take your hands down because we're getting ready to come up with another question here. So press 1. That's you, 216. That's you, 203. That's you, 561. That's you, 805. That's you, 954. Press 1 so you can take your hand down. 612, press 1 because you just put your hand up. Your hand was down. So, and many others, but you guys are doing a good job. So here's the question. The question is, you can rule the planet for one day. And that one day that you rule the planet, you get to enforce a law across the whole planet. What would be the first law that you would enforce and why? Star 6 and press 1. It could be anything.
Just press 1. That was star 6.
I'm already in Saturday. I apologize. I am in Saturday at the sister's workshop with some mouth closed and legs. So let me try that again. If you are in charge of the planet for one day and you can set a rule, this is your opportunity to tell the world what you think. Oh, y'all are going insane over this one. You can press 1 to tell us what law, and you need to have the complete sentence, what law you would enforce and why. And then for the rest of us, would we pump it or do we need to dump it? By the way, we'll talk about dump it a little later. All right, Esther, we get to go to the phone lines.
Ooh, look at this. This done blew up. All right, let's go ahead and go to the caller calling in from area code 908-908. You are live on the Remix. Who is on the line and where are you calling from?
It's Key again, and I'm from Jersey.
Hey, Key.
Yes.
So I think that my law would be that everyone would have to go natural and not wear no clothes because we invest too much of our thoughts in vanity.
Okay, wait, Key. Key, what you mean when you say go natural?
Yeah, tell us
like
what that means.
Like no makeup, no hair process. You know, I just want to see everybody walking around natural. So you know, all you have to go off is natural beauty. And that's
okay.
It.
And did you say, and also everybody has to be naked?
Yeah, no clothes.
Okay, so here's what I want you to think about, because we got brothers and sisters that live in Russia. They live in Switzerland. It's kind of cold with no clothes on. Like, what we going to do for the babies and stuff? I mean, you know, did you think that law through, or what we going to do?
You know, I didn't think about that, but if it was my world, it would only be one season.
All right. That's great answer, girl. Great answer.
Yes.
Great answer. Great answer, T. Great answer.
that's
so
what I would
hold
like
on.
To see.
Hold on, Key, and I want to know the thought process behind that. Like, why? Why is that so important to be in that state?
Just because, I mean, especially over here, it's just like the media plays such a role in how we think we should be. And then I look at places like
yeah.
India and stuff, you know what I mean? And, yeah, they
yeah.
wear their garb and stuff, but everything they do has, like, more of a spiritual reason behind it, and it's not like a fad or keeping up with the Joneses or,
yeah.
you know, covering up insecurities.
Good point,
like
yeah. Mm-hmm. All right.
Because I'd be
family.
Like, people be sad for no reason, you know what I mean? Because
yes.
so what if you cross-eyed or something? Like, people in India, they don't care about that, and they still marry and have
yes.
children and be happy, you know? So
I feel you, but not all India.
That's right, but, you
no,
know.
No, I mean, I'm just using that as a general example.
That's true.
Every family
in
India is happy.
They don't care about things like booty do and all of that, right? They don't care
right.
about that.
Right.
I feel you. Y'all heard what the sister said. Now, here's the question we have for you. Do we pump it or do we dump it?
Pump it or dump it?
Pump it or dump it? Let's hear what you guys say. We got kind of a little mixed audience
got a
here.
Couple pumpers, yeah.
Pump it, but we got some people saying, nah, dump that. You know, but we got some people say, pump it, be nude, be free, pump
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah. We got, you
yeah.
got points, pump it. Yeah, they said pump
yeah.
it, damn it, pump it. All right. Thank you for that, Key.
Beautiful, Key.
You're welcome.
Thank you for sharing. All right, let's go to the next caller in. Ooh, y'all so much. From area code 440. 440,
yep.
You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Explicit again. I am home.
Oh, we can hear you now. Good.
Yes. Amen.
Okay. All right. So
Yes.
Can you take us off speaker so we can hear you?
I'm on a headset. My phone's broke, and
that's
yeah.
better. Whatever you just did is better.
Okay. My law would be the ability to live anywhere in the world without having to go through the government to try to get a permit to live there. Not like, you know, staying 1 year, but you can just pick anywhere in the world to live.
So no passports, no visas,
that's
no,
right.
Not have to go through no immigrations. You could just,
exactly.
like, if you wanted to get up and you said tomorrow you want to go to Africa, you could go. You want to go to New Zealand, you could get up, you could go. You want to go to Amsterdam, you could go over there, and you could come on back. So you could be a citizen of the planet is basically
exactly.
what you're saying. Well, you know, I kind of predicted that that would be happening soon, and we're kind of moving more towards that, even
Woo!
Working in the airport system where you can be sort of what they call, it's almost like frequent flyer miles for those who travel internationally and abroad and those that travel there. They're going to start to link up things. So I did a show on this a couple of years ago that eventually you will have that opportunity to move around from one country to the other and really not have to go through a lot of the riffraff. Yeah. Mm-hmm. We're moving
wonderful.
To that. I don't know when it will be, but yeah. Okay. Okay.
Hey.
So pump it or dump it, Remix family.
Pump it or dump it.
Looks like everyone is pumping it so far.
Pump. And, you know, they've already incorporated it in Europe. Everything is one over there, you know, so you don't have to do all of those things. So, yeah, yeah. Pump it.
Awesome.
You got a lot of pumps on that. A lot of pumps. Thank you.
Hey.
That's right. I was explicit.
Hey.
All right. Hold the line.
That was a good one. That was a good one. Pump, pump.
All right. Let's go back to Esperanza. Peace, Esperanza.
Yes.
Peace.
Esperanza, tell everyone where you're calling from, what time it is there.
Oh, I'm calling from Amsterdam, and it is now 6:30 a.m.
Y'all just let sister say what she got to say. Go ahead, Esperanza.
All right. I think a law that I would definitely create would be that as a continent or as a country, you could only sell products that were from that land.
So tell us why. What's the thought on that? What? Why?
Well, because I think Africa is being robbed blind. I think it would be great that if African countries could sell and just get profits from their diamonds and from the gold and all of those things. I think it would be wonderful to just get some balance back on Earth.
Mm-hmm. So, Esperanza, let me ask you a question. I love that thought. But did you think about maybe some places that lack certain things? So this is what's really the export-import business so profitable. Did you think about that? Like, how do you think that would impact world if we lived in America and the only supplies that we could have is things that we can get from here, the continent of Africa, we can look at the continent of Australia, and look at the other continents as well?
Yeah, that would be a little difficult. Well, maybe to keep it equal, I think we would have to do that rule or law for 5 years or 10 years, and then after that, we could go back to the way things are just because of what you just said.
Yeah, I think that's beautiful. What do you feel would get birthed out of it? Like, what would be the benefit for all of the countries worldwide? What would be the benefit? What do you think it would force people to do?
I think it would force people to be a little bit more resourceful and look at what they have as opposed to what they could steal from another place. And it, I think it would help other countries or continents get to know what their land has and know how much they could build the land more with the things that they have naturally.
Yeah, it would make them more self-invested. I love that. So, hey, Remix family, what do you say about what Esperanza law she wants to put in place for the planet that everybody would have to, for at least 5 to 10 years, sort of own resources? Pump it or dump it. Everybody is pump, 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 pump. They pump it up. They pumping it up.
Yes,
beautiful,
they are all pumping it.
Mm-hmm. Thank you, Esperanza.
Beautiful.
Peace and love.
Peace,
Esperanza. Peace. Yes. that was a good. That was really a
that
good one.
A
you
good
guys
one.
Are coming up.
Yeah, they've all
really
been good.
Great. Yes.
Yep. They've all been good. Let's go to the next caller, calling in from area code 203-203. You are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Greetings, Ms. Boobs. Esther, this is Dakita calling in from. Yeah, I'm with my sister, Trish.
Hey, Dakita.
Oh, greetings, sisters. Greetings, Dakita. Greetings to you guys.
Greetings. We had decided.
Love it.
We had decided that for a whole year, we want to free up health care and healing for the whole entire planet.
Okay.
We want to
okay.
do.
Explain that to us when you say free up. Give us some juicy juices on what that would kind of look like.
Okay, well, for me, this is Trisha speaking. For me, my son has a problem, and I'm basically being told because I have Medicaid, my resources is limited. So it's like, okay, if these people have a gift of healing, why not heal?
Beautiful. Mm-hmm. So this would we would free up healthcare for a whole. How long did you say?
Well, I thought the question was for a year, but if we can get it ongoing until you know, I'm not saying that people
so
would not be services, but you know, just allow healthcare to be like that universal healthcare where just because you're here on this planet, you will be able to you know. Be treated and not be turned away, you know.
Yeah.
And be, you know, given the same form of treatment that somebody with the gazillion of dollars or resources, you know, you'll be treated in that same manner, you know.
Yeah.
And are trying to make breakthroughs and headways in the field of medicine, and those that are in jail that are doing petty crimes, I will use those people to go into distant lands or places to go get those herbs and whatever and go cultivate that. That's what I would do.
I love it. I love that. I love that. All right, Remix family, y'all heard it, so pump it or dump it. This is a beautiful one. I'm pumping that for y'all.
Yeah, pump. Yeah. And, you know, one of the things is that in Europe, health care is free, particularly in the country of Germany. Other countries, and there are so many different countries that have modeled themselves after a lot of countries that do not have to worry about health care. Right. Now, there's some factors when we start to look at history that has allowed this to happen because of certain wars, World War One, Two, Three. It has allowed a lot of the European countries to start a new system all over again. But it's never too late. I think it's a dream that we all should hold, and particularly those of us who are healers, you know, to really think about how we can use our gifts to access and give it to those in most need around the world. I think a lot of times that when we talk about healthcare, particularly, it's one of those subjects that's a little taboo when we start to talk about healthcare. Nobody wants to think about getting sick, but yet we have people who need healing. I think most of what is going on is that it's not our healthcare system that's not working. It is our hospitals and it is our Western way of healing that is not working. And so when we take people that are having these illnesses or having these temporary bouts with things and they need some assistance, Band-Aids are putting on them. So it's a lot of talk about healthcare, and I got to get on the box for a minute. I'm sorry, y'all. But it's a lot of talk about healthcare. But to me, that's not going to fix the problem. Even if we made it free, it's not going to fix problems when we have so many people who work in the healthcare system. Now, granted, it's a lot of holistic practitioners out there, and it's a lot of good doctors and good nurses and good people who work in the health industry. But at large, they are people that are so used to following a particular formula. That means that if you have infection, I'm just going to give you an antibiotic. And so we have to go to the root cause of the problems and really re-educate our healthcare providers. And so if we want to change our healthcare system, we have to change the way we provide the care, because it's almost like a caste system. And even when you go in the emergency room and you have a triage nurse really acts as a person who's over a caste system, because one of the things they also look at, even though they don't tell you, they look at whether or not you can pay for this. See, that determines whether or not you got 50 people in front of you or you don't have to. So I feel you, my sisters. We going to pump.
Yeah.
Oh, yes. My God. Mm. The universe going to hear us.
Yes. We in the world know what we think. After all, President Obama does follow me on Twitter. Just saying.
Yay!
Even though we know, I don't want y'all to get your panties and your boxes in a bind. Okay, we just have fun here tonight. People out there, Ms. Blue, no, you didn't say his name. Yes, I did. Get your panties out of box.
I love him too. Fuck it.
Yes, of course. We all have work here to do, everybody, but it really is a great place to take a look at, and I'm so glad that you brought this energy and really just released it out into the universe, and, you know, so, yeah, beautiful thing. Thank you for that. Mm-hmm.
Thank you,
lady. Yes. Hold the line.
Jeff, we done heard your solutions for tonight, Jeff.
He said he got another one. Let me see here. It's so many callers on here. Let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 954. 954, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Kalina from Hollywood. Can you all hear me?
Yes, we can hear you.
Hey, lady.
One thing that I would say, what are two things I would say?
Oh, we can't hardly hear you. You sound a little muffled.
Yes, Kavina, we can't hear you.
Okay, is that better?
Yes,
that's a little better, yep.
My phone was turned down. Sorry about that.
Okay.
But there's two things I would change. I would change the medium of, like, midwifery as it replacing, like, the place of the hospitals and actually having to where they are accepted, like, everywhere across, like, especially in the U.S., because there are certain places that, you know, they're forbidding, and actually creating a some type of relationship between doctors and midwives where they can actually cooperate and work hand-in-hand with each patient and women that do choose to have home birth, so that if anything does go, quote-unquote, different and they do need to transfer to a hospital, there's a communication and a relationship there. Then the second thing I would like to shift in the place is that, like, for men that are on child support, and that they actually have the same rights as women. Not to say that, like, all men are just, like, you know, bad fathers. There are men out there that are, like, want to take care of their children, and it's really hard for them to actually get support as far as, like, having to pay for lawyers and different things like that. So I think that some of the amenities that women we get as, like, you know, those free services, I think that something should be established for men as well, because it is people out here that are really trying to, you know, co-parent, and it's hard when you have a system that literally wants to make you pay for, you know, everything that you need to do in relationship to your case. So those are two things that I would change.
It was kind of hard to hear. Did you hear, Esther? Can you?
No, I was going to ask her to repeat what the law would be, and then just to say the two laws. That way we can have everybody vote on them.
Okay. My first law would be that midwives and doctors are able to create a working relationship with patients to where if they do need to transfer, then they would have, you know, someone that they can work with within the hospital, and they could be a relationship there. Then the second law, go ahead.
I was just going to clarify. So you want the midwives and the doctors to be able to communicate. And so if for some reason the patient has to transfer to another hospital, then they would be able to communicate that with the midwives as well. So really kind of building sort of network, a family network.
Yes, that relationship where women that really do want to do home births, they have support for all sides, to where they're not just left out kind of feeling like, when you do want to go see an OB, it's almost like a stigma there. Just because, you know, just if there is something there that you do want to go see an OB and you're 7 months along pregnancy, you know, there's no stigma of, well, who is this? Well, we don't have these paperwork. And it is really kind of hard when you do want to do a home birth and certain things pop up during pregnancy. And you may want to consult, you know, a medical physician.
Right. Okay. I got you. Mm-hmm. That I think is good. You know, it's kind of like one of those things they say, what old is what's new, because it used to be that way. And then switch came, you know, throughout time. So that's the first law. What was the second one?
And then the second law is that when it comes to child support, both parents have equal rights to gaining assistance with their case filing, with their readjustments and different things like that, because a lot of times the men are just kind of left out there, and I've seen so many people, their lives are just ruined off of simply not being able to really keep up with the paperwork and understanding it.
Beautiful. Mm-hmm.
So Pump It or Dump It, Remix family, in the chat room. Pump It. We got lots of Pump It.
Yes,
sisters are definitely pumping
it. Pump.
That's definitely cool.
All pumps.
Tonight has been so much fun. So much fun.
Yes, 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 yes. And then what was your second one? Because you had another one. You had a second one that you wanted to enact.
The second one will be more so as far as men, when it comes to, like, parents that are, you know, co-parenting.
Mm-hmm.
Different, that men and women have equal rights to legal assistance in the process of child support and anything involving that.
I think that a lot of times men are just left out there to really figure it out on their own or pay the money for someone to do it, versus women, they can go down and really pretty much provide pretty little to no evidence and have a lot of things happen for them, quote unquote, free of charge. So I think it should be equal to where both parents are actively able to come to an agreement to where they can
yeah.
co-parent. And I think that's a battle in most parenting relationships, is this big check every month, you know, and if he can or cannot get it, you know, or afford it, then that determines the relationship you have with your child and how much you want to be there for your child. So I think that if
mm-hmm.
that's able to have a, you know, an equal medium, I think that would allow parents that weren't able to stay together to really be able to co-parent and really bring up that child in a productive manner that isn't focused around a check.
Yes, yes. All right, so the co-parenting to have basically equal equal access, equal rights, a system set up for co-parenting. Pump it or dump it, Remix family.
Pump it or dump it, Remix family. What
pump
y'all say?
Pump it.
Yes. Very good pump it. Very good pump it.
Yeah.
Yes. Thank you so much for calling in.
That's
that great. That was beautiful.
Thank you all.
Yes, yes.
Thank you.
All right, hold the line. Now, I want to make sure, because a lot of y'all, I think y'all already went and y'all want to go again. So if you have not shared, I want you to keep your hand up. If you have already shared, press 1 again to take yourself out the queue, because some of y'all I know done shared.
Yeah.
Y'all don't hear yet.
Yeah.
I'm going to go to the caller calling in from area code 612. 612, you are live on the Remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Okay. I think it's more than one 612 on here, I believe, because I'm not the only one that's calling from Minnesota. But greetings, everyone. This is my first time actually getting through to you guys, Ms. Blue, and I forget your name, ma'am.
This is Esther.
Esther. I am so sorry. Forgive me.
Who's on the line?
Who's on the line?
Oh, okay. My name is Zimra.
Zimra?
Zimra, that is Hebrew for melody.
Gotcha.
Zimra. I'm calling from Minnesota.
All right, Zimra.
And
that's beautiful.
My
Zimra.
Thank you. Thank you so much. It's different. My law would be for one day is to banish every wicked thing and every wicked person from the face of this earth. If there was no wickedness on this planet, there would be no sickness, there would be no rape, there would be no murders, there would be no hunger, there would be no trickery, there would be no exploitation. There would be no hatred.
Right.
There would be no self-hatred. None of these things would exist. Babies wouldn't be born drug addicted. There would be no alcohol. There would be nothing. It would be nothing but peace and love on this planet.
Beautiful. Mm. I love that concept. I want you to kind of qualify that, because when you say vanish all wickedness, you're really talking about the core things that actually cause people to act this way. Is that what you're saying?
All wickedness,
or?
Yes. People that harbor wickedness. All of it. None of this stuff exists. If wickedness didn't exist, none of this stuff wouldn't exist.
That's true. So how many people do you think you would have left? I mean,
can
I'm
you
just
repeat
saying.
That?
I said,
can you repeat
how many
that?
People on the planet do you, how many people on the planet do you think you would have left?
You know what? Probably not that many. But you know what? There's a lot of children on the planet, and I believe that a lot of them are excused because they don't know no better. And you got a lot of people on the planet that got.
But hold on. I got to do this. You see, you'll be the sister that we did ask a question. We didn't ask none of the other ones, but I want to ask you this, because children will be excused.
Yes.
Now, you know that some of these wicked adults started out as wicked as children. You do know that, right?
Yes, but they didn't get that way on their own.
I know some, trust me, I be in the records, and I do. I don't think that's the case for most, but some people came back to the world, and that is their mission, and
I'm not talking about, like, the past life thing. You know, I didn't know you was including that, too, if you're talking about
Listen to what I'm saying. Jeffrey Dahmer, they talked about as a child, he would just pick up birds and pull them apart. No one taught him that. He scared his family. So what I'm saying is you said to excuse children, and I'm letting you know that some, not all, of course, and I really love the concept, but not all of these children, you know, are as innocent as you think. Some of them did come this way, unfortunately. I mean, I know that's a hard human concept to swallow.
Yeah.
But a lot of these adults, when you go back and look in their childhood, a lot of them really have been pretty much doing the same behavior.
So what do you think that's from, though?
It can be from a lot of different reasons, but what I'm saying is just like we're born in this world, if we want to keep it really into this physical world and not go into any woo-woo, some people are born in Africa, some people are born in America, people live in New Jersey, some people are born to rich families, some people are born to very poor families. Just like those criteria come up, you got to know some of those other criteria come up as well, too.
Right.
Otherwise, the whole world would be wicked because we've all had situations that would take us there. Just a thought. I don't want you to change your law because I think it's beautiful. I just wanted you to kind of give people an insight of how you're going to decide who's wicked, like who's going to be the person who decides, because us as African-American people, we've been in the position where someone else decided we were wicked. You get it? They decided.
Oh,
we're gonna make this law.
Well, I understand
y'all are wicked,
that. That's what
so we're gonna get rid of you.
Right. But that's what we have the third eye for, right?
We sure do. But you said you ain't want to talk woo-woo. So I'm trying to keep it. You want to keep it. I'm just saying. I'm not challenging
that's
you.
That's just my thing. That's just my thing. I just, like, the people that, you know, for no reason at all, mistreat other people because of the color of their skin.
Yes.
And just plain out just wicked.
That's
just,
what you
just
think.
Heartless.
Yeah, the poor. Yes.
They're just void.
The only thing I was suggesting is don't accuse the children just because they're children. If you really want to get rid of the wickedness, you're going to just do that law like you said. You're wicked, you got to go.
Wow. Well, I didn't think of it that way.
I mean, if you
I'm thinking that mental illnesses and things like that, you know.
But that's do you consider that to be wicked? I thought that would be something different. That's someone who needs
help. No, I'm just saying, that's why I said children, because a lot of them are born with mental illnesses. And a lot of them can't help some of the things that they do.
Right.
That's why I said what I said.
So it's people who really have disorders that they can't help, they get to stay. But those who are just wicked in their heart, got you.
Right, that's what I was trying to say.
I got it. I'm on your side. I'm trying to help you clear your double, you know, because they over here in the chat room popping off. They popping off for real. So I'm trying to make sure you clear. So she's saying, and tell me if I'm correct or not, if you a child and you wicked, you got to go too. But if you a child and you were born with some sort of disorder, then we going to go ahead and let you stay.
Mm-hmm. So pump it or dump it, Remix family. In chat room, pump it or dump it.
No, she didn't hang up. She's right here. She good. She's right here.
Yeah, she's
aren't
good.
You?
I'm still here. I'm just listening.
She's listening. That's her law. She wants all the wickedness to be vanished and go. If you are not here for good, you need to go. There we go.
It's only for one day. They can go to Mars. They can go to the moon. They get to come back, but just for one day.
Now you're not making it fun. I thought they asked us if it's going to be gone.
So one day.
We got some pompous. We got a few dumpers. We got some pompous, though.
A lot of people say they want to dump it because it's only for one day.
Right. I mean, you only gave us one day, so, I mean, just make the best out of that one day.
Did I say one day? No, you're in charge of the planet for one day, and you can enforce any law you want. See, that law is
It's not for one day. Oh, I thought you said one day.
No.
I thought you said one day. Oh, well, shoot. I'm a helpful person, so if there is people that got problems out there, I'll try to help them the best way I can. If they're beyond repair, then they can go.
All right, y'all heard it. She finna be the ruler, the head ruler. Dump it or pump it. Y'all got it.
Everybody have food. They have jobs. Will nobody be hungry? Everybody needs to be happy.
I'm so happy that I love you.
They're pumping it for you. Thank you so much for calling.
Thank you so much.
All right, thank you for listening. Have a good night.
All right, hold the line.
Bye-bye.
All right, let's go to the next caller calling in from area code 443. 443, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Jeff Moore calling from Roseville, Maryland.
What's going on, Jeff?
Hey, Jeff. Here's my world law. It is titled, it is numbered Jeff, J-E-F-F-M-O. 357.12.15 titled Sacred Elixir.
Okay.
Right. Now, all women must squirt their healing elixir from their warm or hot vagina into their man's mouth and give
them
three cups. They got to give three cups of this superior juice to men per month as his main source of vitamins.
Jeff is off the chain. I'm typing.
What?
Sorry.
But this is good stuff. This is good.
Okay. So,
I have a couple of questions here, Jeff. Okay. I hear your law, and yes, we're going to get a pump or dump. Okay. So, here's my question for you.
Yes, I'm ready.
What if the woman doesn't want to do it? I know it's a law and she'll be breaking the law, but hold on. And then the second question is, what if the man doesn't have a woman? Who are you going to get it from? His mama? I'm just saying.
I have an answer for that.
Okay, I knew you would.
And here's the answer. Can be used as a skin conditioner, healing juice, raise the love of women by men daily. 2, women can ship it worldwide and earn cash from it to raise their country's gross product earnings.
Jeff want to come to the Sisters Only Work.
Okay. I got some questions too, Jeff, because I just need some clarification. So, is this just the natural vagina juices? Is this period juices? Like, how are we getting this out? How are we, you sticking a syringe in there? Like, I kind of need to know how this is going.
What's the qualifications? I mean, some sisters it's very angry. You want everybody angry at the vagina coming out? I mean, what you don't care?
Y'all lost the chain. No. Qualifications is, as a woman, you produce this natural healing elixir.
Jeff is killing me
right now.
Okay.
Qualification.
Okay. So...
Yes. Wait a minute, I didn't mean to say this. Calabar said I ate so damn cow, and I can't
if I can bathe in it, I would. I'm telling you, this stuff is great, and you can bottle it, you can do whatever, and sell it, make money, you will raise. Matter of fact, no country would be poor
Okay, Jeff, could you tell me how you're going to get it out? That's what I need to hear before I can make my vote. I need to know how is it coming out.
I need you to qualify some of this shit. I need you to qualify because, I mean, you know, I've been a woman all of this life that I've been here. And Jeff, I'm just saying. Jeff, this is where I could find some validity in what you were saying. If you were able to come back and, you know, you said there would be no what on the planet? No poverty? Did you say that?
That's right. It would eliminate
poverty.
Jeff,
hold on, Jeff, because what was the brother's name that was talking about the dude? You know, Jeff, I don't know if I could. I need to hear from a brother in poverty. We need to meet somebody to test this shit out because, you know, I mean, I think people have been licking coochies since the beginning of time. Poverty still exists, and I'm just not feeling how that's going to bring you out of poverty, you know.
Now, yes, men, you know, has been tasting it, but they have never, ever, ever received the true benefit of it. Nor do
Why
they
not?
Know. All men don't know. All men don't know. You know?
Oh, so and it's kind of like what you know when a doctor gives you a sugar pill. So you gonna tell them now? You know that coochie you've been licking. Now I'm gonna tell you how you can get rich with licking coochie.
Well, not just getting rich. It's more than just that. It's
well,
just
not rich in, as in, I'm not talking about money. I'm talking about getting out of poverty because that's what you're talking about, right?
Yes, you're absolutely right. And it will be great for the entire world.
And what
people
else?
Okay,
what else?
So, Jeff, you still ain't telling me how you getting it out the vagina. I need to know that. And I also need to know, are you testing it? How are we going to test it to see if it's some diseases? Are we going to test it to see if it's coming from an angry vagina or not? Are we going to test it to see if it's coming from a dried-up vagina with some other issues going on? I need to know all that. That's what I'm saying.
Esther, that's when it comes into the labeling. If you're angry when you squirt it, then you can put angry, you know, for angry liquor. You know, you can. That's when it comes into the different level, right?
Now, so we're squirting. Yes. So we're squirting. That's how it's coming out. We're squirting.
Yes.
Wow.
Yes, that's wonderful. It's wonderful. You know, and when you bottle it, oh my God, oh, woo! And when we heat it up and drink it,
Jeff, let me ask you a question because it seems like this is a wonderful thing for men. Tell me how women can play a more active role, show that connection, because some people think, and I know this isn't what you're trying to do, Jeff. I know this isn't what you're trying to do. You're not trying to prostitute us, sisters. So explain the connection and how this will benefit the whole family. I know that's not what you're trying to do. This is what they're saying, Jeff, and I just want you to clarify that.
Oh, okay. No. It is actually a benefit for both parties, for both sex. Women will be releasing and creating. That's the thing. Creating
Do you hear
chemicals.
The cat? Do you hear the
cat? They're asking you how you go through that. How?
it's a natural chemical process that
is,
you know, that will be created by the women, by the woman. And it's a process that I don't know how it actually works, but it is a magical process. You see, and if you could just share that with us, share that with the male population, not only will we grow and love you more, but we will become we'll become more strong, more better, more, you know, we will evolve even faster, you know, than we currently were. So this super elixir,
You know what, Jeff, as funny as it may sound, this is certainly not a new concept. So I applaud you for studying the vagina.
Yes.
I applaud you. However, Jeff, this is what I want to say, and I'm not going to even give you a hard time about it. it's not a new concept. There is a show that I did several years back with the brother Nityama. Esther, you remember that?
Mm-hmm.
The brother Nityama came on, and he said a statement that sent brothers all over the planet into shock, and they had to take a moment to breathe, Nityama. He said that when he is with his woman, if she does not orgasm at least 1,000 times, he has not done his job. Now, listen to what I'm saying, because Nityama is the man. And Nityama broke down what is called white snow that comes from the woman. And so that elixir that you're talking about, you can't do a few pumps, Jeff, and get it.
No.
Brothers, you can't just do a couple of pumps and make a sister make it come. You get it? And it's not self-masturbation. It really is a unity project that happens together with the sacred union. So, I mean, not a new concept. It's something that we've known, that the elixirs of the body really do so many things. Erica.
What did she say?
You know what? So, anyway, it's a song. But it is definitely something that is possible. You know, but I love your creativity. I think you need to start a fucking blog and put that shit up and really put it out there. I love the way you said you'll put labels. It's so sisters. If you got an angry vagina, it'll be on there. And it would be real interesting to see what people say. But we're the Remix family, and you're our family. So let's go ahead. And are we going to pump it
or dump it?
Or dump it.
You got one pump, though. You got one pump. And you're going to have to get way more to get all that juice you're trying to get. You know what I mean? You don't need more pumps than that.
You can't get there with one pump. Jeff, I love it. That was off the hook, though. Jeff thought of the name of the law. He got a code on it. Now, this is the last question I'm going to ask you, Jeff, and I'm going to move on to the next one. I want to know what happened to the sister who refused to give her juices up. What you going to do? Because she would officially be breaking the law.
Say that again. You broke up, Ms. Blue.
Oh, I'm sorry. I said, we want to know, what would you do to the sister who refuses to do it? Refuses,
oh,
because
goodness.
She would be breaking the law. What would you do to her?
Wow. Okay, there will be no penalty for women. No penalty. Because we love you.
No,
we love you. We need you. We honor
brother.
You.
See, y'all thought he was going to say something crazy. Y'all thought Jeff was going to say something crazy. Because we love y'all. We love y'all. We ain't going to do nothing.
No. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Nothing. Oh, Jeff. All right, Jeff.
Jeff, we love you. Thank you so much for sharing. All right, hold the line. Woo. Wow.
That was a good one, Jeff.
That was deep, Jeff. That was deep. You do need to start a blog for that shit, because you went real hard on that.
Jeff,
so I know you done thought long and hard about it.
Jeff, you need to. Oh, gosh. Okay. Oh,
wow.
Man. That was good.
Wow. All right. Let's see here. Let's go to, you want to do one more for this one, Miss Blue, or you want to do a new question?
Let's do one more. Colleen Martin,
all right.
Wait for you at the crossroads.
Call I can't with y'all tonight. I can't. Let's go to the caller calling in from area code 415. 415, you are live on the Remix. Who is on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello, this is Dante from Cali.
Okay, hey, Dante.
What's going on with Chosa, Ms. Boo? What's going on?
Hey.
I want to know, does it have to be something like a human affair, like you can't kill her? Does it, go
it
a little far?
You can do it whatever you want.
My boy who just got off went kind of far, so I think I could go a little far, right?
I think you can. You just right. heard where he went, man. So you know.
So on my planet, there ain't no, like, there's no money. So the way you're making your money is everybody has a gift that they're aware of that they must do on this planet. And the way you eat, say if you're an artist, the way you eat is in somewhere that you're lacking for that time. Like, maybe you're not so good of a musician, but everybody's an artist. So since you're not so much of a good musician, you get paid, instead of with money, you get paid with music. So the better, the higher up you go in your work towards your art, the more you receive benefits in other areas, and you actually crave these things specifically. Like, you don't want to go eat a sandwich, you want to go listen to Marvin Gaye because you've earned some Marvin Gaye for the day type of thing. And the only way to get, like high or whatnot will be to pop a pill and feel like human emotions, like hunger and hurt and envy and all that other bullshit. So that would be how you would get high, if just to, you know what I'm saying, throw something in there.
Okay.
That's what I came up with.
Go
ahead.
Mm-hmm. No, I was going to say, I want to kind of make sure. So you said on your planet, the law you would put into effect is that everyone would have to earn things through their gift or whatever they're good at. So if you're an artist, everybody would be an artist, and whatever form of that art is, you would be working towards that to develop your craft, your skill, whatever your gift is.
Excuse me, my entire planet is all artists. Everyone is, but in different ways. Some people are better at, came to be a sculptor or came to be a painter,
right,
or came to dance or came to do this. That is your work. You don't go swing a hammer. You go dance and get better at dancing. And whatever your next life
right.
might be, that's what you eat as a reward. That's what you feel. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's what you crave, and that's your reward. So if you don't do a good job at work, you might hear some bullshit music. You eating a cup of noodles. You know what I'm saying? You do a good job at work, you listen in, like I said, Marvin Gaye or anybody. So it's like you eat that, and to add some polarity to it, getting high mm-hmm. will be popping a pill and feeling pathetic, like mundane human emotions. So this is a spiritual world. So you want to get high, you pop
okay.
a pill.
So I take it not too many people would be getting high, because nobody would probably want to feel that, huh?
Hopefully not, but, you know, I have to give them the option. That's what I'm saying. I don't want it too perfect. Like, oh, everybody's an artist, so I got to have something to kind of balance that out. So if you want to fuck up, here's your
okay.
option to fuck up. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. That's interesting. Here we go,
that's
Remix
very
family.
Interesting. What? Pump or dump it, Remix family. Pump or dump it.
Pump. You got a pump, and you got two dumps. Let's see what else. A couple more dumps. Come on. Where is the pump?
One more pump.
Anybody on there? Ain't no artist on
pump.
The remix
got...
to fill me on that?
They say, yeah, where the artist at? There's some pumps. There we go.
There's pumping
yes.
for the artist.
Yes.
Pump for
they
the artist.
All
yes.
right. And quite,
wonderful.
Yes. Uh-huh. Love it. Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you
so
for sharing, Dante.
Much.
Hold the line for us.
Yes.
All right. Thank you, too.
Yes.
You guys have a good one.
You, too. Oh, that was really you guys are so creative. I love it. I love it. I love it. That's it.
Wow.
That's right. Get high with Tupac. You'd be
working towards listening to some good music. All right. So we're going to go to another question.
We are. I just want to say we have about 15 minutes left.
15 minutes left.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right, Esther, I want you to ask the question and let me whisper it to you. Let me whisper it. You know what I mean. You remember? Do you remember?
I'm going to mess around and say to what I thought of. No, you got to tell me the story.
Or you can say the one. You can say that one. You can say that one. Queen, you know what, Queen. I cannot. Okay, so Esther, go ahead. Give the question.
Okay, let's see. Stop having me, y'all. Stop having me the laws.
Oh, my goodness. Okay, Esther, we got 13 minutes. Where you
yes,
at?
Yes. I'm coming. All right, so this is going to be a setup where we are all in a room and we have a blindfold on. We have a blindfold on. And you are allowed to take off one thing. What would you take off and why?
And why?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
You're allowed to take off one item off of you.
What would you
what
take
would
off
it be?
And why? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so we're going to go to the phone lines.
646-652-2711. What? Press 1 when you get on the line. And see, I had to think about this, y'all, because it's an interesting question.
Yes.
So I had to think about how I was going to frame that. Yeah.
I wanted to do a social media shout-out. Kevin says, I haven't laughed this hard in a long time. And he's on Twitter.
Shout-out to Kevin.
Oh, mm-hmm. God. I know he's Jeff over there.
Yes. So everyone on the line, if you have already shared, press 1 to take yourself out of queue. If you are sharing your blindfold story, then press 1 again to leave yourself in queue. So 646-652-2711. Let's go ahead and go to the line. Ooh, so much of them want to share for this. Let's go to 518. Ooh, wait a minute. That's not 518. 518. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 518.
Come back.
Yeah. We'll come back to you, 518. All right, let's go to the caller calling in from 612. 612, you are live on the remix. Who is on the line and where are you calling from?
Hello.
Yes, hello.
Oh. This is Zimra again.
Hey, Zimra.
Okay.
Hello.
Hey, Zimra.
The one thing I will take off in the room is my shoe because my feet be getting hot. My feet get real hot, and I have to take my shoes off sometime when I'm outside, so it'll be my shoe.
Yes, sir.
Zimra, I have to ask a question. Are you in the chat room?
No.
Because don't please stay away from Jeff, because Jeff is just going over himself.
Oh, you talking about the guy that's sucking everybody's juices?
Yes.
Oh, no, never. Oh, no.
You want to stay away.
You tell Jeff. Oh, my God.
I'm on Facebook. My name is Zimmer Ahava, and if he needs somebody to talk to, I can help him with his situation. But I'm not giving up no juice.
Oh, wow.
Okay.
You heard that, Jeff. You heard that.
She put it on you.
Jeff is thorough. You got that right.
She put it on
you. I mean, I do a little therapy every now and then. He'll be
all right. I don't know if he needs therapy. He's pretty clear.
He'll be all right.
Thank you for that. Hold the line.
Hold the line, Zimra. Oh, my goodness. Y'all are so off the chain. Okay, let's go to, we got another 612. 612, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from? 612?
Hello?
Hello?
Yes. Hello, who's on the line?
Oh, this is Shakina from Minneapolis. I was just listening. I didn't press one. I don't know how that happened.
Well, all right, Shakina. Okay. When I get you, I'll press one again so you can take yourself out of queue, okay?
Okay. Yep, thank you.
Yeah. All righty. All right, let's go to the next caller calling in from 440-440. You are live on the remix. Who's on the line?
This explicit again.
Hey, explicit.
Hey. Now, I already didn't have my shirt on to begin with, so I would be taking off my bra so my babies can breathe. Be like, damn,
and breathe, goddammit.
You know what?
Why would you take that off first?
Why would that be the first thing?
Because it's a rare privilege as a woman to be able to walk around with your shirt off. Just no lie, I experienced that earlier in the week. I was just in my yard, and since I was just finally taking advantage of the fact that we have a high fence, I was like, I'm going to enjoy my life right now with my shirt off, enjoy the sunlight. And it's warm as hell out here. Oh, hell yeah.
Okay, wait a minute, Explicit. But wait a minute. You ain't going to be walking around. You're going to be in a room with a whole bunch of other people sitting there.
Same thing. We all blindfolded. Y'all don't know.
I can't. I promise you.
The show that you did not see. Hey.
Oh, my gosh. Y'all out to say.
Blindfolded,
okay.
Burlesque.
We love it. Thank you for sharing, Explicit.
No problem.
Y'all are so off the chain. So off the chain. All right, let's go to the next caller. Calling in from area code 501. 501, you are live on the remix. Who's on the line and where are you calling from?
This is Afia from Arkansas.
Hey, Afia.
Hey, how y'all doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Great show.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really understand the question. Oh, you love it.
You know what?
Well, you blindfolded. You are blindfolded. You don't need to know why y'all in there. Y'all just in there blindfolded. You got to take something off. What you going to take off?
I'm going to take my blindfold off.
And why would you take the blindfold off?
So I can see what's going on. Because I don't know what's going on.
Now what? That's good. Well,
yeah.
That's it. You concluded the question because that's the answer.
That's the answer, right. I was going to wait till you got off the line.
That's the best answer. While y'all take
the excellent answer.
Panties and drawers and boxes.
Yes.
And shirts. And socks and shoes.
Yes. I know you said that 20 minutes ago, KD, but you didn't call in. So you got to call in. Yes.
I wasn't going to say
thank
it at first.
Thank you,
Afia. I was like, I'm not going to get it. I said, I wasn't going to say it at first, but I was like, I'm not going to get his answer. I'm going to sound like a freak for real. I'm going to take my blindfold off while everybody else taking their clothes off.
No, that's good. That is really good. Thank you for sharing, Afia. Hold the line.
Yes.
Oh, the line. Wow. Yeah, so this game, there's a lot of different variations, and Miss Blue had a variation of this as well, and I was telling Miss Blue about the drinking game. Miss Blue was like, what drinking game?
Yes.
And
yes,
the drinking game would have you sitting there, kind of going through this same type of scenario where you would be on a stranded island and you're blindfolded and you gotta take something off. And what usually will happen is that you will go through all your clothes, but you literally have to take these things off. So you got to take off your shirt, you got to take off your shoes, you got to take off whatever you list you taking off, you physically got to take that off. So typically what happens is the people be sitting up there naked with the blindfold on, and then they realize, oh, all I had to do was take off the damn blindfold and I could see things. So that's kind of one of the ways that game could go.
Wow. I love it. I love it.
Yeah.
I think I just had so much fun here tonight.
Oh, my goodness.
And,
off the chain.
Off the chain, you guys. And we see hundreds of you guys still out there as well. Here's what we want you to do for our final pump it or dump it. We want to know what you think about the show. So if you're on iTunes, we want you to leave a comment over there, subscribe to the remix, and let us know your thoughts. If you guys really love the Pump It or Dump It show, we'll do more. We'll do more of the Pump It and Dump It.
Yeah.
So we really want to know, do you guys want to pump it, or is this something we should dump? And if you want more, don't leave the comments here. We want you to send it over on Facebook. We want you to tweet it to us. We want you to go over to iTunes.
Yes. Yeah, leave it on the Remix Radio page. Leave it on the Remix Family page. All of those pages, definitely.
Yes, we want to know. And so I see you guys all in the chat room talking about pump it up.
Yeah.
Just a wonderful, amazing way. We had so much fun sharing with you guys. You can find everything here in the show notes, how, or you can go over to the Android Market. For those of you who have smartphones and smartphones devices that support the Android Market, and you can go over there. You can download the Remix app. It is our gift from the Remix here, and it will keep you in contact, even tell you how to get to it. The Remix Radio page is there as well. You can go over there and you can do that. And we want to hear from you guys. We want to know if you guys want to pump it or if you want to dump it. That's what we want to know. Now, tomorrow, well, not even tomorrow, later today,
yeah,
depending
today
on where you are in the world, the Sisters Workshop is going down, and we will see the sisters there to be in the house. So be in the lookout for that email that will be coming to you in the morning. And for the rest of you, we'll be right back here live in the Remix on Sunday night. You know how we do, and you know what to do. If you like the show, we want you to get your ass and go like it. Like it over on Facebook. All you have to do is click like, or you can go over and you can join us on Twitter, or you can go to iTunes and subscribe, leave a comment, and like it there as well, too. One of the things I want to tell you, and I want to say this really quick, the brother Mark from Marcus, the brother Marcus, made the Android app from Mark Made. He's the one who made the app, and bless his heart, he did that for me and for all of you guys. So when you rate that app, when you leave a comment and do those things, it really gives credit to him and his work. Mm-hmm. So those of you who have downloaded that app, and some 5,000, 6,000, I don't even know the number anymore, have downloaded the Remix app on the Android, leave a comment there. And also when you subscribe on iTunes, that's you putting your light out there in the world. So we want you to do that, and we want you to do it all over the place. So download. We're sending love, healing, laughter, and joy to all of you. Much love, warm spirit to you out there. And see you guys on Sunday night. Don't forget to download. And always remember, you have a choice. You can either pump it or you can dump it. Pump it or dump it, y'all. Peace and
blessings. Yes, peace, Remix family.
Much love, Remix family. See you guys next time.